Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
button to know your ways. Rid me of the strife, rid me of the problems of my heart. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. 'Cause you keep calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on drawing, drawing, I will come. Keep on calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on drawing, drawing. Lord, I want to know better than I know how to fast and pray. Teach me, Lord, to know your will, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your will.
We've been hearing things all around the world. We hear things, preachers, and things all around the world. But we want to hear you. We want to hear you. We want to have an experiential knowledge of you, Jesus.
So keep on drawing me till I come to you. Keep on drawing me till I come. Keep on drawing, drawing me to you, Lord. Keep on calling, calling me tomorrow.
Lord, I want to know you better than I know you. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Begin to lavish worship. Tell him you want to know. Tell him you want to know him. Tell him, oh. Tell him you want to know him. More than you know how to think. More than you know how to pray. There are different dimensions in the things we don't see.
So that I can see you clearly.
Thank you, Jesus.
You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters.
If I don't have you, Lord,
what would I take? If you take the Holy Ghost,
what would I be? Come on, be if I didn't see your light. What would I be? Say of me if you didn't hold my hand. Now I've come to realize that you are all I have. You are all that matters. You are all.
Mighty rushing wind blows. Hey, hey, let the fire fall. Oh, shut. All over the nations, let the fire fall. Let your presence fill the land.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Thank you for your goodness, O God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Father, we adore you. We worship you. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping watch over us in the name of Jesus as we slept through the night. Thank you, Almighty God, for waking us up this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, God, we bless your name. We praise you, oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. Thank you for our children. Thank you, oh God, for our spouses. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for each one that's here this morning and their families. Thank you for the praying mothers. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we bless your name. We adore you, Jesus. Jesus, we exalt your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court praise. Hallelujah. So, Father, as your word says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye live, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Let's look at that. Be thankful, Lord. We are thankful for the breath that you gave us. We are thankful, oh God, that you provide for us, oh God. We are thankful, oh God, for the life, oh God, that you've given us. We are thankful, oh God, for our families, for our children. We are thankful, oh God, for shelter. We thankful, oh God, we are grateful that you provide all our needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We are thankful, oh God, that you protect us when the enemy comes against us like a flood. You raise up a standard. We are thankful, oh God, that you send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives. We thankful, oh God, that you save us from the accident, from the incident. We thank you, oh God, that you no shame or disgrace came to us, all our children. We thank you, oh God, for your grace. We thank you for your goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. We bless your name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We thank you. So, Holy Spirit, we cannot pray without you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this service, Spirit of the living God. Take preeminence, Holy Ghost. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Take everything that is not in us, O God. Uproot those things that's in us, O God, that's in us, O God, that is causing us to come from under your glory. Uproot everything, sin, anything in our lives that is keeping, taking away from our relationship with you. Burn those things out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, uproot those things, negativity, out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let there be a cleansing. Cleanse us, oh God, Holy Ghost. Let your fire burn in us and remove everything that is not holy from in our lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, let the fire of God move everything in our homes, in our families that is not of God, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, move everything in our environment, move everything in the environment of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grand, oh God, our siblings, our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Holy Spirit, let the fire of God fall and remove everything that is not holy. Everything that is not of God, remove it in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. We surrender to you, O God. Let there be a cleansing. Cleanse us, O God. Cleanse us, O God. Oh, uproot those things that's hindering our relationship with you, O God. In the name of Jesus and Spirit of the living God. Fill us up, oh Holy Spirit. Fill us up, oh Holy Spirit. We need your refilling, Holy Spirit. We need a fresh oil, the fresh anointing, not the anointed day. Oh God, fresh oil for today, oh God. Fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Anoint us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Fill us up, Holy Ghost. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up. Fill the environment up. Fill the prayer line up. Fill wherever we are, our wounds, our jaws, Holy Spirit. Fill the take over. Fill the place. The Bible said the priests worship. When the priests worship, the glory of God came down, oh God. Oh God, we want your glory. Yeah, let your glory fill this place. Let your glory fill our spirit man. Let your glory fill our soul man. Let your glory fill our bodies. Your glory, oh God. Let your glory fill our environment. Let your glory fill this prayer line. Let your glory fill this place, oh God. Let your glory, your glory, your glory, your glory, and thy power and thy glory, and thy power and thy glory, and the power and thy glory forever and ever. Your glory fill the airwaves. Your glory fill the cyberspace. Your glory fill the networks. Your glory fill this place. Your glory fill our hearts. Oh God, your glory. Arise and shine. The glory of the Lord is risen upon each and every one of us this morning. Let your presence fill this place in the name of Jesus. Father, embrace us. Embrace us in your love. Embrace us, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to teach us. We ask you to lead us. We ask you to guide us. In the name of Jesus, all that the Lord wants us to do. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father God, we come in the volume of the book. It is written of us, written of me, written of those that are here. Oh God, pray. I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. Lord, everything you wrote of me to fulfill my purpose and destiny, oh God, to do your will, oh God. Every one of us have a book of remembrance. And so, Father God, whatever you have written for us to do, Lord, empower us to fulfill your purpose. Empower us to fulfill your purpose in our lives. Thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Almighty God, we bless your name. Almighty God, we praise you. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our parents. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh, God. Be merciful unto us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer line in the blood of Jesus, the radio, the airwaves, the cyberspace, in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let your glory fill this place, oh God. Let your glory, your glory, your glory fill this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, empower us, oh God. Oh God, our God, anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Lord, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power that we will go about doing good in the name of Jesus. Seeking all, oh God, to heal all that is sick and oppressed of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh God, empower us, oh God. Empower us, oh God. We want to live for you and do what is right in your sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the whole armor, armor on our children, armor on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, we can do all things. We can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let your strength be made perfect, O God, in our weakness, O God. We pray for your strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. You are our strength, O God. You are our shield, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Oh God, you are our strength and you are our shield, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we can do all things according to Philippians 4:30 through Christ who strengthens us. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen our children, O God. Strengthen our grandchildren, O God. In the name of Jesus, we need your strength, O God. We need your strength, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Holy Ghost, we surrender to you again. Hallelujah. Send your holy angels, Almighty God, to be with us and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we decrease and you increase, O God. Take preeminence, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that are here this morning, touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself, O God. We cast every plan the enemy has against for us this day. Every plan of the enemy, we cast up to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cast every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Every work of darkness operating in our children's lives, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness. We come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every evil plan the enemy has not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Jesus Christ, say, I give you the authority to step on scorpions and demons in my name. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. Every curse, every hex, every evil, negative word spoken against us, witchcraft, friends, everything that the enemy has released in the atmosphere against our lives, against our destiny, against our children's lives and destiny, we cast up to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning to each and everyone that's just joining. I will not keep you, Lord, long this morning. That was beautiful. But this morning, I just want to talk about strength. Strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalm 80, verse 2, I want you to pray. Lord, you are my rock. Lord, you are my fortress. Lord, you are my deliverer. You are my God. You are my strength, and I trust you, Lord. Pray for yourself. Going to do some prayer points on strength. But Lord, you are my rock. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are my fortress. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are my deliverer. In the name of Jesus. You are my God. You are my strength. And I trust you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are my rock. Lord, you are my fortress. You are my deliverer. You are my God. You are my strength. In whom I will trust. I trust you, Lord. You are my rock, oh God. You are my fortress. You are my deliverer. You are my God. You are my strength, in whom I trust, in the name of Jesus. Pray for your children, your spouse, your mother, your father, or those that you on your prayer list, Lord. Oh, God, you are Walter Irving's rock. You are his fortress. You are Apostle's deliverer, his God and his strength in whom he trusts. Lord, I pray for my children and our children and grandchildren. You are this rock. You are their fortress. You are their deliverer. You are their God. You are the strength in whom they trust, in the name of Jesus. As we pray this passage, it reminds us we can find strength in God. We can rely on him when we in times of need. Hallelujah. We can always rely on him. When we look in the New Testament and we read about Jesus' strength, when he voluntarily endured the agony on the cross to save us. Hallelujah. When you read about that story, you know that strength isn't just physical. When you ask God for strength, you ask him for courage. When you ask God for strength, you ask it involves being courageous, you're asking him for patience, you're asking him, Lord, for faith, from relying on God. My strength comes from relying on God, trusting his will, having faith in his love for me. No matter how hard it is in life, how difficult we can receive that strength from God to get through it. Hallelujah. When you feel tired, when you feel overwhelmed, and you say all these problems keep coming and keep coming, and you get, sometimes you get tired, you get overwhelmed. So you want to ask God, you need to be comforted. You ask God, Lord, comfort me, give me your strength. You want to be encouraged. You don't want to feel despair. You know what the enemy is doing now? He's wearing out the sins. He's wearing the sins out. And so you can give up. But I'm saying to you, do not give up. Ask God, God, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. You ask it, God, Lord, you are the strength of my life. You are the strength of my life. Sometimes the enemy will come and attack you. He wants to make you feel weak, useless, and to ultimately destroy us. Do not let him do that. Fight his attacks on your mind, on your body, and on your soul. Fight him. You got the scripture. You, Lord, you are my strength. You are my strength. Lord, you are, I need strength for physical, strength for emotional, strength for mental, strength for my spiritual need. Strength, oh God, are my strength, oh God. So you pray this morning, Lord, you are my strength. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 31:6, please write this down. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not forsake you. When he comes with you, he strengthens you. Hallelujah. For he said, Lord, you decree and declare, my strength comes from Almighty God. My courage comes from Almighty God. I will not be afraid because God is with you. Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father God, because we wait on the Lord, we wait on you, Lord. Renew our strength. In the name of Jesus, renew my children's strength. Renew our spouse's strength. Renew our strength, oh God. Let us mount up with wings like eagles. Let us run. Your strength and your courage makes us run and not be weary, oh God. That strength from God is supernatural, is abundance, that we can run and not be weary. We can walk and not, oh Lord, when you renew our strength, we mount up with wings like eagles. We run and not be weary. We already have my Sunday. We walk and we do not faint in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What is the Lord? Lord, strengthen me. Uphold me with your righteous right hand. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, strengthen me. Help me and hold me with your righteous right hand in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, strengthen me. Help me, Lord. Uphold me with your righteous right hand. Lord, strengthen me. I need your strength. Help me, Almighty God. Uphold me with your righteous right hand. In the name of Jesus, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And then you pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, prophesy that I am strong in the Lord. That will be, I am strong in the Lord, and I'm and in the strength of his might. I decree and declare, prophesy that I'm strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy that I'm strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might in the name, Uriah, my Sunday, of Jesus. Then Exodus 12:2 says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God. I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Lord, you are my strength. You are my song, and you are my salvation. You are my strength. You are my song, and you are my salvation. In the name of Jesus, you are my strength, you are my soul, and you are my salvation. In the name of Jesus, I will praise you. I will exalt your name. In the name of Jesus, tell the Lord, Lord, you are my strength and my song, and you are my salvation, and I will praise you, O God. Yes, Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Father, we seek you. We seek your strength, O God. We seek your presence continually. I seek your presence continually. In your presence, I have your strength. In the name of Jesus, I seek you, Lord. I seek you. I seek your strength. Oh, Father, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We bind the spirit of fear. We lose faith. We lose the holy power of Almighty God. We lose love. We lose love. And we lose self-control in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, O God. You said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lord, we thank you. You are our strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of your strength in the morning. Lord, I sing of your strength in the morning. I sing of your love in the morning. You are my fortress. You are my refuge times of trouble. Oh, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father God, make all the impossible possible, oh God. Strengthen us for our assignment in the name of Jesus. You are our strength and our defense. You are our salvation. We bless your name, O God. Father, when our soul is weary, strengthen us according to your word. Lord, if your soul is weary, strengthen my children, O God, according to your word. Strengthen us, O God, according to your word, O God. Hallelujah. You are our strength. We seek your face, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Father, your strength, O God, is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, for your strength, children. Strength, O God. For strength is in you. We bless your name. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel weary. You feel tired. And you say, Lord, I need your strength. I need your strength. And the Lord will give you his strength in the name of Jesus. Do not let the enemy wear you out. We actually cannot let him do that. From one thing to another thing. No, no, no. The Lord is the strength of your salvation. Whom shall you fear? You need that strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this word of strength. Oh, God, this is the month of strength. oh God, the month of strength, oh God, supernatural strength, supernatural courageousness, ability, strength, strength, in the name of Jesus. Give us strength, oh God, physically, emotionally, spiritually, strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. God is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. This morning, as you join us on the prayer line this morning at 9 a.m., we're going to be doing some, because I just sense the need that God's people want to receive that strength that comes from him alone in the name of Jesus. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day in Jesus' name.